Following our previous speech about the monarchy, dictatorship, and despotism, now let's have a quick look at democracy. The pretense is that the rulers obtain their authority and attain power through a democratic process in which everyone is equal and has the right to vote and to make decisions. That means every citizen in the country can vote to elect its government officials directly or indirectly. Sorry to say, democracy has been including many weak points. Democracy is in fact a new effective tool of capitalism and colonialism. Since its birth, the deficiencies of democracy have terminated to abuse, miscarriage of justice, insecurity, oppression, deviation, misguidance, and deaths of millions of people in a global strategic scale. It seems that this souvenir of the Western countries has been, from one hand, a contagious infection and from other hand, a deceitful cover for modern world order of imperialism. The fact is that democracy is not efficient in and of itself to establish justice among the people of the world. Regardless of its weak points such as irrational voters, wealth disparity, benefits of a specialized society, uncontested good, instability, minority persecutions, moral decay, slow process, corruption, and finally deviation from the right path of happiness. One of the weak points of democracy is the presence of irrational voters. It is not possible for all people to appoint a just ruler, since, however wise or conscientious they may be, they can only judge a man by his appearance and past records. They cannot read his heart or know the degree of his faith and his past and future plans. In many cases, the people have appointed some whose hidden layers of personality are gradually and unexpectedly discovered, a complete disguise. Many voters are irrational and highly uninformed about many political issues, especially relating to economics, and have a strong bias about the few issues on which they are fairly knowledgeable. For example, members of corporate boards are most passionate and informed about policies affecting commerce. They will organize themselves and lobby the government to adopt policies beneficial to corporations, but not likely to the rest of the population. As a result of the difficulties associated with gathering and transmitting information, politicians are unaware of the voters' actual desires. The masses are not adequately educated to be able to foresee the betterment of the community they belong to, and therefore are unable to cast a vote to that effect. But given the right to vote, an uneducated man would certainly cast a vote which will more likely be wrong as affected by the personality charisma of the candidate or some other superficial reasons. An ordinary voter may also be lured into casting a vote on the basis of financial help or some other petty promises. Obviously, the people cannot claim to possess better understanding than the Prophet Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam. He selected 70 men out of several thousand for their apparent integrity and took them with him to Mount Sinai. but all of them on examination proved worthless because their faith was not firm. This fact has been referred to in the Holy Quran, verse 154 of Surah 7. If those selected by Moses, ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, proved to be unbelievers at heart, it is obvious that common people would be less competent to choose qualified rulers for themselves. It is quite possible that those selected for their apparent piety may eventually turn out to be unbelievers. Surely obedience to such rulers would weaken religion. The problem is not mere lack of information, it is that voters badly interpret and judge the information they do have. Unfortunately, the problem lies in the fact that the relative cost of learning about a particular issue is very high compared to the cost of not knowing that information. This really becomes an issue when those ignorant people vote, which they will do because of the good fling it gives them. Moreover, because of the median voter theorem, only a few people actually make their decisions in the country, and many may be unhappy with those decisions. Furthermore, some have argued that voters may not be educated enough to exercise their democratic right. A population with low intellect may not be capable of making beneficial decisions. They argue that the lack of rationality or even education is being taken advantage of by politicians that compete more in the way of public relations and tactics than in ideology. While arguments against democracy is often taken by advocates of democracy as an attempt to maintain or revive traditional hierarchy in order to justify autocratic rule, many extensions have been made to develop the argument further. However, education alone cannot sustain a democracy. There have been many cases where dishonesty, fraud, and falsification happened in the election process or promises of the candidates. The fact is that they promise something, but they do something else frequently. This pre-planned plot could result in a wealth disparity in such a country, or even racial discrimination. Some people point out that such a result is not necessarily due to a failing in the democratic process, but rather because democracy is too responsive to the desires of a large middle class increasingly willing to disregard the muted voices of economically marginalized groups within its own borders. The criticism remains that the will of the democratic majority may not always be in the best interest of all citizens within the country, or beneficial to the future of the country itself. Another weak point of democracy is the benefits of a specialized society. One such argument is that the benefits of a specialized society may be compromised by democracy. As ordinary citizens are encouraged to take part in the political life of the country, they have the power to directly influence the outcome of government policies through the democratic procedures of voting, campaigning, and the use of press. The result is that government policies may be more influenced by new specialist opinions and their the effectiveness compromised, especially if a policy is very technically sophisticated and or the general public inadequately informed. For example, there's no guarantee that those who campaign about the government's economic policies are themselves professional economists or academically competent in this particular discipline, regardless of whether they were well educated. Essentially, this means that a democratic government may not be providing the most good for the most amount of people.